The Seward Sea Life Center is celebrating big news. One of the center's Stellar sea lions is pregnant. It's the first time in four decades a Stellar has been expecting a pup in captivity in the United States, and researchers hope monitoring the experience will offer clues into why the population is struggling so much in the wild. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The Sea Life Center has two female Stellar sea lions, Sugar and Kiska, and a male named Woody. Throughout last summer's breeding season, the three spent as much time as possible together. Researcher Lori Polashek says sparks seem to fly, especially between Woody and Kiska.
She runs up and interacts with him and then runs away, which provides a little more entertainment for Woody. He definitely wants to chase her. He wants to herd her around the habitat. Sugar comes up quite willingly to him, and he doesn't seem as interested.
So he was, like, responsive to hard to get.
Right. We need to tell Sugar to play the game a little bit more.
The sea lion interactions were intensely monitored by a team of staff. They captured breeding behavior like biting, sniffing, and marking territory. But they didn't catch the one thing that would have sealed the deal.
We saw zero copulations. We started video monitoring them, but we didn't ever see them physically interact in a mating event.
Still, the females had regular ultrasounds to see if they were pregnant. For months, nothing showed up. The staff had pretty much given up on a sea lion pregnancy this time around. Then, in mid-December, veterinarian Carrie Gertz was doing a routine ultrasound on Kiska.
I wasn't really paying too much attention to looking for something like a fetus, but then a few white spots floated by as I was scanning, and I go, oh, wait a second.
Those spots were the spine of a sea lion fetus. Lori Polashek said she had to see it herself to believe it. The next day, she joined Gertz for a follow-up ultrasound.
And sure enough, Kiska had a beautiful pup. You could see the entire spine, a great heartbeat that was going. And we even saw the little hind flippers rub together. It really was, it's like seeing a friend's child. It was a really uplifting moment that this had been successful.
Kiska is 16 years old, not a young mom, about 40 in human years. If all goes well, she'll give birth toward the end of May. In the meantime, her life at the Sea Life Center goes on pretty much as normal.
Hi, bark. Good girl.
Mammologist Amber Stevens has noticed Kiska seems less hungry on occasion and more sluggish as she puts on her pregnancy weight.
We do see her energy just a little bit different. She seems to just kind of haul out and stay dry and just kind of relax more often than we normally see her. But that's very common as they start to gain weight. They just want to be more lazy. Where you going?
Kiska's also getting a lot more attention from her vets.
She probably has the best healthcare system of anyone in the United States right now. She gets a visit from her doctor weekly. She gets regular ultrasounds. She continues to get normal fish and vitamins that she would normally get.
The wild Stellar sea lion population has declined steadily since the 1970s. The species is especially struggling in western Alaska, where numbers have fallen by as much as 80%. Biologists aren't allowed to research adult females in their natural environment because of the stress it could put on the animals. Polashek says that means this study can look at some important questions that can't be answered anywhere else.
We are specifically looking at what is the energetic cost of pregnancy, and what is the energetic cost of maintaining a pup?
The biologists are also interested in how Kiska will respond to next summer's breeding season, and if she becomes pregnant again, how her body will take the added stress of a new pregnancy while she's feeding her pup.
It's a huge investment, but to be lactating and then pregnant with another animal, I can't even fathom the cost or the toll that it's going to take on a body, and then to continue to maintain your own body condition to weather food shortages, weather problems, fish species moving, disturbances by tourist vessels. On top of all this, this can be a very costly time for a mom.
Biologists hope to continue the study for 5 years, and next season, they'd like to celebrate pregnancies for both Kiska and Sugar. In Seward, I'm Annie Feit.